FameLab is a competition for the best and brightest young scientists around the country so they can communicate their research to the general public in a short 3-minute segment. We've been meeting some of the finalists from Cambridge, and today we're joined by Daphne Ezer, who's a PhD student at Cambridge University. Hello, Daphne.
Hello.
Tell us a bit about you, first of all. What do you do and where do you come from?
Hi, I'm from the United States and I'm a PhD student in the Department of Genetics at the University of Cambridge, and I study the role of randomness in biological systems.
Wow, give me some examples of a random biological system you're looking at.
So, for example, I study how gene expression fluctuates during blood development. And I'm also looking at how there's fluctuations in how proteins bind to DNA in bacteria. So there's randomness in all different scales of biology. And I'm working on coming up with mathematical models that describe all of these types of randomness.
And what did you choose to talk about for your FameLab submission?
I'm going to tell you about snapping shrimp.
Okay, and what's one of those?
It's a 2-inch little shrimp that has this amazing capacity to kill with the power of sound.
Wow, sounds like a Def Leppard concert.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're going to have 3 minutes. I won't get in the way, and so we'll just hand it over to you, and you can basically do what you did to so impress the judges and become one of the finalists. So, Daphne Ezer from Cambridge University, please take it away.
Imagine an assassin that can kill without landing a single blow. All it needs to do is snap its fingers and anyone around it will fall down, dead. In the ocean, there's a 2-inch-long shrimp that can do just that. It's called the snapping shrimp, and it's armed with a full inch of claw, which can snap so loudly that it can kill a small fish 4 to 6 inches away. How can the snapping shrimp kill simply with the power of sound? Well, sound is a pressure wave, and pressure can influence the boiling point of water. If I were to boil a kettle of water in this room, the water would need to reach a temperature of 100 degrees Celsius. But if I went up to Mount Everest, where the air pressure is lower, the kettle would boil at just 71 degrees Celsius. In fact, if I lowered the pressure enough, the water could boil without changing the temperature at all. Well, the snap of the snapping shrimp is so loud that the pressure waves are huge. The pressure can get so low that the ocean spontaneously boils. Little bubbles form and expand, but then the pressure goes up again and the ocean pushes inwards on the bubble in all directions until it suddenly and violently collapses. This collapse is so energetic that at the center of the bubble, you can reach temperatures of 4,500 degrees Celsius, almost as hot as the surface of the sun. Shockwaves spread in all directions and slap the fish, and this is what causes it to die. The snapping shrimp earned its greatest badge of honor during World War II. Initially, scientists were very confused at why there were so much sonar interferences in certain parts of the ocean. But then they discovered that the U.S. Navy was simply listening in to an orchestra of snapping shrimp. Then the U.S. Navy used this new biological know-how to its strategic advantage, and it hid its submarines off the coast of Japan, disguised amidst the clickety-clackety of the snapping shrimp. So this 2-inch little unassuming critter is actually both a master assassin and a war veteran. So you should think about that next time before you cast any snap judgments. Thank you.